One line from Chris Whitty, the chief medical officer for England, stuck in some people's minds yesterday. He said, Tier 2 looks as if it's strong enough to hold the line, but not reliably to pull the rate of infection down. That set alarm bells ringing because it would appear to consign areas to Tier 2 for a long, long time. But the Prime Minister suggested today that mass or community testing might be a way out of a high tier.
In the Tier 3 areas, we have the added prospect now of being able to use community testing to drive the virus down, everybody working together to squeeze the disease and kick COVID out. And Liverpool has been successful. It's definitely helped in Liverpool, I should say. I don't want to exaggerate the importance of what mass testing can do, but it's definitely helped in Liverpool. It can help across the country.
Well, Alice Wiseman is Director of Public Health for Gateshead. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Does mass testing, community testing, whatever you want to call it, is that the silver bullet that the Prime Minister speaks of?
So I think through the Association of Directors of Public Health, we've always been really clear in advocating for a combination prevention approach. And there isn't one silver bullet. And instead, there are a range of things that are needed from, you know, testing, contact tracing, communications and engagement with our communities. And actually, this will be different in different places to reflect that local need. I do have concerns around the use of mass testing, and I welcome the change to the wording of community testing. I appreciate this may seem sort of minor and semantics, but actually I think that targeted community testing better reflects how this testing might be focused to reduce the impact of COVID transmission and also COVID harm.
Sorry, there's a difference then in your eyes between what is meant by mass testing and what you call targeted community testing.
Yeah, so I think the mass testing is potentially problematic as it suggests an approach that without targeting has the potential to use considerable resources which make mass availability of testing, but without leading to mass uptake. And so in many ways, the other thing that I'm concerned about is the potential to generate inequalities. So where you get more people who are worried well, who are potentially low risk in terms of transmission of the virus, stepping forward for a test, and actually the communities that we really need to reach to reduce the transmission won't necessarily come forward for the testing. So for me, it's that focused piece of work that we need to do where we target the communities who are most in need, and we need to do that at a local level.
So in your view, presumably the government is getting there, but the idea of blanketing an area with tests and asking an entire community to test is a bit of a waste of time and money.
So I think it's potentially not the right use of money, I think, right. I would suggest. And I think the approach, like I say, in terms of targeting those communities most in need, you know, I know there's been considerable work that's been done, you know, particularly in Liverpool. And, you know, they've reached a good number of their population. You know, so I'm not underplaying the enormous amount of work that's gone into that. But actually what we need to do is make sure that locally it reaches those communities where we know there are higher rates. And my concern about offering this almost universally to anybody who feels like they want to come forward for it won't actually have the impact that it will need in terms of reducing overall transmission, but also reaching into those communities that are more likely to experience a severe form of the illness. And we know that there are more disadvantaged communities who will potentially be concerned about accessing testing, maybe because it will mean that they're then unable to go to work, unable to support their family. You know, we really need to make sure that we work it so that it works for our local communities.
But there isn't much of an incentive beyond the public good for people on low incomes to go and get tested if that then means they are essentially sent back to their homes with very little in the way of pay.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that we found in our communities, you know, the communities that I work with, is that people want to do the right thing, but actually they face many barriers in the things that we're asking them to do. And actually, you know, I've talked to families in Gateshead where they've talked, you know, they've explained that actually if they weren't going to work, they wouldn't have the money to put food on the table at the end of the day. And so it's really important that testing isn't seen on its own, that actually we need to make sure that we've got the wraparound support for those communities so that they then feel able to be able to access, you know, whatever it is that they need. We've got community hubs, as everywhere in the country have, and actually it's a connection between the testing, the contact tracing, and the support that's available for communities that will make the real difference. Like I say, no one silver bullet.
Alice Wiseman, Director of Public Health in Gateshead, thank you.